Rio de Janeiro's favela Asa Branca isn't the easiest place to find. Like most of Rio's favelas, it's not exactly signposted. Most of the people I ask just shrug and say they don't know. Eventually I spot the words Comunidade Asa Branca with an accompanying arrow scrawled in red paint on the side of a building, marking the entrance to the favela. The roads are unpaved. Knots of jangled electrical cables hang between houses. The favela is home to around 1,500 families. I'm greeted by Albert Costa, nicknamed Bezerra, who is head of the local residents association, who is going to take me around and introduce me to people. I'm here today to meet recipients of Bolsa Família, or Family Grant, Brazil's much-lauded social welfare program. 28-year-old Ligiana Paula Silva has three children, aged 9, 3 and 8 months, and works an informal job as a waitress in a nearby restaurant, for which she earns around 190 euros a month. She receives 60 euros from the Bolsa Família program each month, and says that the payment helps her manage Rio de Janeiro's high living costs, these days comparable to New York or London.
Bolsa Família helps me a lot because sometimes money is tight. My salary doesn't allow for much. I buy food from the supermarket, gas, things for the house, things for the kids. This help that the government gives us, it's only a little bit, but it helps me a lot. I can't complain, thank God.
Bolsa Família awards poor families a monthly cash payment on the condition that children are sent to school and are vaccinated. It was introduced to combat extreme poverty by reducing hunger and malnutrition. The scheme recently celebrated 10 years in service and is consistently praised for helping to reduce Brazil's vast levels of inequality as well as driving recent impressive economic growth. The conditional cash transfer concept of Bolsa Família was devised in the early 90s and then universalised across Brazil in 2003 by Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's popular former president. Such is the success of the program that the question of who was the original inventor is contested across the political spectrum. Bolsa Família values range from 10 euros to 100 euros a month, depending on family earnings and the number of dependents. The payments are always paid to women. Ligiani says that this is very important for her, as it means that she doesn't have to depend on a man and can decide the family budget. Empowerment of women has long been cited by the UN as key for poor children to grow healthy. Ligiani also says that Bolsa Família helps her cope with the instability of the informal labour market. Rodrigo Zedian, an economist at Rio's Dom Cabral Institute, says that the most important aspect of Bolsa Família is that it allows poor families to have a steady income.
This is the most important aspect of the Bolsa Família, is that they allow really poor families to have planning. The most basic planning, which is what I can do with my money not to starve to death. And also to start to buy some really, you know, small fan or a radio or a TV in 20 installments or stuff like that. This is the kind of money that is the reliable money. And then you can try and get some more money by making errands or trying to get some temporary position, temporary job. And finally, you can get out of this trap by getting a full regular job.
According to the International Social Security Association, ISA, the world's leading social security body, Bolsa Família is the largest program of its kind in the world. Today it reaches 13.8 million families, or around 50 million people in Brazil, around 26% of Brazil's population. Government statistics say that Bolsa Família has lifted 36 million Brazilians out of extreme poverty, which the Brazilian government calls those who live on less than 70 reais a month, or 23 euros. The scheme has been most successful in Brazil's arid northeast, where more than half of the receiving families live. Much lauded by the World Bank and the UK's Department for International Development, other governments in India and Africa in particular are looking into adopting similar schemes. However, Bolsa Família is a distant third reason for Brazil's drop in poverty. The main reasons are, first of all, large increases in the minimum wage, and secondly, pensions that are locked to the minimum wage. Andrea Lopez Costa has two children and has been claiming Bolsa Família for 7 years. She receives around 30 euros a month from Bolsa Familia and works hawking bottles of water and Coca-Cola to drivers in traffic. She says that Bolsa Familia helps her with the basics, but wishes that she had more opportunities.
The government needs to provide more opportunities to open more good jobs, incentivize students to study, like provide more scholarships for courses. Bolsa Familia helps, but it only helps a little to buy some food. We don't just need food. We need clothes, materials to study. Bolsa Familia can't buy all of this.
According to the Brazil Institute of Applied Economic Research, Bolsa Familia is not able to lift any family above the poverty line unless at least one family member is connected to the labour market. Like any social welfare program, Bolsa Familia attracts criticism in that it creates a culture of dependence, discouraging claimants to find work. However, a World Bank study found this to be the contrary. The study claimed that working adults claiming Bolsa Familia were inclined to take greater risks and work even harder, knowing that they had a basic safety net. Bolsa Familia is a cheap program, costing only 0.5% of Brazil's GDP. It is also seen as extremely cost-effective and stimulates the economy. Every 1 real spent on Bolsa Familia converts into 1 real 80 of GDP. There are further criticisms, however, particularly with the way the program is managed. Ricardo Ismael is a professor of economics at PUC, Rio de Janeiro's Catholic University. He says that Bolsa Familia is fundamental for reducing poverty and keeping kids in school, therefore reducing child labour. But he also says that there is a strong electoral impact.
The program lacks political autonomy. Many people don't understand that Bolsa Familia is a right that can't be taken away. So for this reason, they think that they always have to keep voting for a PT government.
Ricardo says that particularly in certain enclaves in Brazil's poor northeast, Bolsa Familia is used as a political tool to secure votes for Brazil's incumbent political party, the PT, or Workers' Party. He also says that Bolsa Familia is undermined by inadequate investment in public education.
We need to tackle the issue of bad schools. It's a vicious cycle. The young people leave school, they've got no chance of finding a good job, so they have kids, and they claim Bolsa Familia.
Vai casar, ter filhos para poder pegar de novo Bolsa Família.
Brazil's chronic underfunding in education has been one of the main reasons for a wave of popular protests that have been going on since June. In Rio de Janeiro state, teachers have recently striked for more than 2 months, demanding higher pay and better career paths. However, Bolsa Familia was created to prevent starvation and malnutrition, and for those reasons, it's been an enormous success. Sam Cowie, DW, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.